si no van tuba ujoma. One Love Radio, yes, si 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 ga uno ujoma.
On your number one station.
Mutalegi, uswiri la uluwaile, lwa One Love Radio, 102.3 FM.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Lusaka resident raises concern over refusal of old currency by some foreign traders. Captain Chipeta calls for youth entrepreneurship. Arrests, accusations and arguments the Mugabe family after losing power. Luanda Mina unveils 38-member provisional squad ahead of Four Nations meet. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. A concerned resident of Lusaka has raised alarm over reports that some foreign business owners have begun refusing to accept the old Zambian currency notes, despite the government's directive allowing them to remain in circulation until March 31, 2026. Speaking on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio, the resident alleged that some traders, particularly Rwandan nationals operating businesses in the capital, are declining the old currency from customers. He explained that the move is creating difficulties for many citizens who still hold the old notes and are attempting to use them for daily transactions before the official withdrawal date. According to the resident, the refusal by some traders to accept the currency is placing unnecessary pressure on members of the public who are acting within the government's stipulated transition period. He has since called on the government to clarify the situation and ensure that all business operators comply with the directive that the old currency remains valid until 31st of March.
Mtuuze marwandanizi kamele baka ni ndalama mu mashop ndalama zizale gali tiku 7 za because marwandanizi bambokana ndalama tikatuma bana mu mashop kugula isi nomo Mr. Honorable fajize tizi ya utindalama hizi zile ya kusebeza pa fetu wani this man but yeme marwandanizi watengalo mwa manja mwao tiuze ni wakule pa open kutizi ndalama isi ya tau zile kantau ya tau kusebeza otherwise challenge ya tikulila kumarwandanizi haba marwandanizi wakula mitu parati wa zasa kila president wao mwa Zambia.
Shibuyunji aspiring council chairperson Mutumba Dennis Kenny has noted that Shibuyunji is underdeveloped and is lacking a lot of development because the population is growing and the district is just about 33 kilometers away from the CBD. Mr. Mutumba notes that the district has potential to grow in terms of natural resources to attract investment. He says one of his pillars is to create a conducive environment by connecting all communities in the area to the grid through the Rural Electrification Authority, as investors cannot come when there is no power. Mr. Mutumba says he will also map the areas that have minerals within the district, the areas that have potential agricultural spaces where agricultural activities can be boosted through government financing and the loans. The aspirant says he will also ensure that they have a stakeholders meeting engaging traditional leaders on reserving land for development.
The point number six, we need to see to reach that as the district is developing in terms of, you know, factories, industries, where we are going to go and lobby and ask also our investors to come, because we will have set an environment to allow them coming, meaning we are going to allow banks, filling stations, colleges, training skills centers, so that our people cannot move out in order for them want to acquire knowledge, in order for them to go and do banking services, in order for them to go and refuel their motor vehicles, meaning within the district, because by then we'll have created a conducive environment for these investors to come within our area in the district. So as a local authority, we will earn more money, we'll have levies that are paid by these investors, meaning from these sources, we are going to administer many other activities. As a council, you're aware, we are entitled and we are mandated to make good roads.
Chasefu Independent Aspiring Member of Parliament, Captain Toani Chipeta, says the youth in Chasefu District must be empowered through entrepreneurship as it offers the most sustainable pathway out of poverty. Chipeta highlighted that many young people aspire to create businesses but face barriers such as limited access to startup capital, weak market linkages, and inadequate training in modern business practices. She observed that the absence of incubation centers and mentorship programs leaves many youths without guidance in transforming ideas into viable enterprises. Chipeta explained that while agriculture remains central to the district's economy, there is untapped potential in crafts, creative industries, and renewable energy ventures that could generate jobs for young people. And Malambo Independent Aspiring Member of Parliament, Faith Lungu Barry, FLB, says the youth in Mambwe District, Eastern Province, face a unique intersection of challenges shaped by rural isolation, limited infrastructure, and socio-economic vulnerabilities. Lungu highlighted that the most pressing issue include high unemployment, inadequate access to education and health services, early marriages, and climate-related disruptions to livelihoods. She observed that the problems are compounded by weak institutional support and limited platforms for youth voices. Lungu explained that the district located in Eastern Province, Zambia, borders South Luangwa National Park and is predominantly rural with agriculture and tourism as the main economic activities. And renowned lawyer Dickson Jere has urged communities to stop relying on Kikondo rituals to identify the supposed witches because the Supreme Court has changed the law. He recalled that in the past, belief in witchcraft was accepted as a mitigating circumstance in murder cases leading to lighter sentences. He explained that in Kapeshi and another The People SCZ Selected Judgment Number 35 of 2017, the Supreme Court departed from those precedents and ruled that witchcraft belief can no longer mitigate murder. Jera emphasized that the judges observed how accusations of witchcraft have led to untold violence, ostracism, and brutal killings of the elderly. Still in local stories, economist Kelvin Chisanga has observed that the recent surge in global oil prices above $100 per barrel, with Brent crude briefly approaching $115 to $119, represents a 25 to about 30% increase within a short period and poses a serious risk for developing economies. Chisanga has noted that most developing countries like Zambia import between 80 to 100% of their petroleum needs, making them highly vulnerable to external energy shocks. He emphasized that higher oil prices increase transportation, electricity, and production costs, which can push inflation up by 2 to 5%, particularly through food and logistics.
Impact will be most likely to be seen in the manufacturing, agriculture, where consumer will likely to feel higher transport fare as well as food cost, which will amplify the public concern from that perspective. So it's something that has got a very strong telling effect right from the start of this war, where it has clocked now almost like 10 days now with that short effect which you are able to see.
Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital has reported an increase in female clients presenting cases of menstrual irregularities after using the morning after pill. Hospital obstetrics and gynecology registrar Dr. Asif Patel explains that the pill can cause irregular and sometimes heavy menstrual cycles when abused. Dr. Patel says the pill suppresses ovulation, resulting in changes to menstrual patterns. He, however, clarified that the pill does not have traceable long-term effects other than disrupting cycles, as it contains progesterone, which is eventually flushed out of the body.
Most of the times we do receive patients who have menstrual irregularities.